What can fruit flies tell us about ourselves? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Prashant Rangan, associate professor of biological sciences at the University of Albany, delves into this question.
It is well known that a human is born with thousands of immature eggs in her ovaries, each of which can sit in a hibernation-like state for several decades. But until now, it is not well understood what triggers these eggs to wake up from the resting to then mature properly. Waking up of these eggs is critical for female fertility. Genetically, fruit flies and humans are surprisingly alike. This includes their reproductive process. Our research team decided to conduct a series of experiments using these insects to determine how their eggs prepare for ovulation. Fruit fly eggs also have a hibernation-like resting period. And using these flies, we found that there is a conserved protein, KDM5, that instructs the developing eggs to wake up and mature for ovulation. My graduate student assistant, Alicia McCarthy, and I compared the activity of this protein to an alarm clock. If the fruit fly was deficient in KDM5, the alarm clock does not sound at the correct time. As a consequence, the egg would not wake up at the right time, and this would lead to fertility issues. And while our findings, conducted along with several researchers, including Paolo Navarro and Hui Martinho at the University of Algarve and Instituto Gulbenkian de Ciência in Portugal, are still a work in progress, we believe that this conserved protein can give us further insight into the role of alarm clocks in egg development. And ultimately, this may be able to help in better understanding of human fertility issues.
That was Prashant Rangan of the University at Albany. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.